This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is All Natural with Adam Barillet. Now, Kevin Rudd, a couple of days ago now, announced his carbon emissions reduction target of just 5%, which seems a little bit low. So joining me on the line right now is John Hepburn from Greenpeace. Thank you very much for your time today, John.
Good morning.
Now, could you tell me, 5% is what Kevin Rudd has announced as his carbon emission reduction target. Do you think that's too low?
I think it's far too low, and I think that most of the climate scientists in Australia think it's too low. Pretty much the entire environmental community think it's too low, and I reckon most of the public do as well, because Kevin Rudd was elected with a mandate to take action on climate change, and this is a complete betrayal of everyone who voted for him to take action, because it's nowhere near what is required. The science is saying we need at least 40% cuts by 2020. 5% is just nowhere near the ballpark.
Do you have any opinion on why you think he's gone for such a low figure? It seems nowhere even near the ballpark, doesn't it?
Well, I think what's happened is Kevin Rudd has really just caved in to the pressure from the big polluters, from, you know, BHP, Rio Tinto, Xstrata, the big coal, aluminium, cement and steel industries, who've just been, you know, there's been a tsunami of lobbying from these companies. And basically they've just been, it's sort of mafia tactics really, though, and extortion tactics. They've been saying, you know, don't reduce greenhouse emissions and set a low target, otherwise we're going to pack up and head overseas and the Australian economy will be screwed, which is just, it's a complete lie, but it's been very effective, and they've been really bullying the government into acting in their short-term, into the short-term financial interest of the coal companies, not the public interest. It's appalling.
So some of the large groups, like the Australian Industry Group and also the Australian Chamber of Commerce, are saying that even the 5% will be hard for some companies and businesses to adhere to. Would you agree?
No, I don't. I don't agree at all. I mean, we saw what happened in the 1980s when there was introduction of environmental legislation, you know, the Environmental Protection Act and those kind of things. The companies, the same companies were saying the same things then, saying, you know, we can't have environmental regulation, it'll just be too expensive, we'll all have to shut down. And it was just, it was a complete lie, it didn't happen. And what we'll see with this, you know, when companies start to act on climate change, and what we've seen around the world is that when companies are serious about it, they cut emissions much quicker than they had thought, and it costs them much less than they thought. And quite often it's actually profitable, because it's, you know, it's expensive to be wasting energy. So I think we've just got some dinosaur companies in the fossil fuel industries that I think, I don't know what we can do about it, but they have got so much sway over climate policy. It's appalling. I think we really need people to stand up to them.
So ideally, what percentage reduction would you like to see, John?
We'd like to see at least 40% by 2020. That's what the science is saying. I mean, possibly more, because, you know, the science and the observations of the natural world are showing that climate change is happening much faster than previously thought. The impacts are potentially much greater. So, you know, climate change is an emergency, and this kind of emissions trading scheme we're seeing, it's the kind of thing that might have been okay if it was introduced 25 years ago, but today it's just far too little, far too late.
So what would you see happening if we only adhered to the 5%?
Well, I mean, the renewable energy industry have come out and said that a 5% target won't help the development of renewable energy at all. So we're not going to see any significant changes there. We're not really going to see any significant cost increase on households. There's a sort of compensation handed out all over the place. But what it will mean is that Australia is sending a signal to the rest of the world that we're not serious about taking action on climate change. And if countries like Australia, if affluent, very privileged countries like Australia are not willing to take action on this and to show leadership, then, you know, begs the question, who is? Are we waiting for poorer countries to do that? At the moment, you know, South Africa are criticising Australia for not doing enough. Mexico is setting emissions reductions targets. China's got a better renewable energy policy than we do. You know, so the risk is that we just send a negative signal to the world, which will make a global agreement so much more difficult to achieve.
Because Kevin Rudd is actually arguing that he's been more ambitious for some of the European goals, and that it will allow Australia to pursue deeper cuts if a global climate change agreement is struck. Would you agree with that?
No, look, what they're doing is a bit of a, it's an accounting fudge. So what they're saying is that our while our total emission reductions are really low, you know, talking 5%, they're saying that our per capita emissions are going to be much higher. And so what they're doing is saying, you know, they're banking on the fact that Australia's population is going to grow significantly, whereas countries like Europe, you know, regions like Europe, they've got pretty much stable population growth. So it's a bit of an accounting fudge, really. And what matters is the total emissions from this country. We need to take responsibility for our impact on this earth. And that's what Kevin Rudd is not doing.
Got you. And which countries would you say are the leaders in cutting their emissions?
Look, we've got different countries showing leadership in different ways. Denmark, for example, has got a booming renewable energy industry. They've got massive wind farms. Anyone who's travelled through there will have just seen these huge arrays of wind farms everywhere. I think they're up around 30-odd percent of their energy from renewables now. New Zealand has got, a 90% renewable energy target. Now, a lot of that's from hydroelectricity. But what we're seeing is Australia allying with the US, historically, Japan and Canada and a couple of other countries to really undermine action, whereas you've got the Europeans, by and large, who've been pushing for much stronger action. But, you know, there's a couple of laggards in Europe as well, you know, Poland and some of the coal-dependent countries. And it's, you know, if you look at the international politics, it tracks quite closely to, you know, where all the coal is. So the big coal-dependent countries are the ones that are trying to delay international action on climate change.
Do you think possibly when Barack Obama actually comes into power on January 20 that things might change in America and thus come through to Australia?
Look, things are looking quite promising, and what Barack Obama is saying is that the US needs to rid itself of its addiction to foreign oil, and in order to do that, it will reduce oil consumption massively, so, you know, improve the efficiency of cars, and it will also really shift to renewable energy. So they've got ambitious renewable energy targets and an ambitious green jobs program. And I think he's really pursuing this quite a smart route where he's saying we can solve the economic crisis and the climate crisis at the same time by creating an urgent and a massive transition to a clean energy economy, creating thousands of green jobs. There's a lot more jobs in renewable energy than there are in coal and other fossil fuel energies. That's the kind of leadership that I think we want to see here as well, and we need to see all over the world. And the risk for Australia is that once the US starts going down that path, renewable energy will become much, much cheaper. It'll be cheaper than coal, and we will have missed that sort of technology boat. And, you know, as has happened with so many things before, we'll be buying solar panels from China and the US and Europe. We'll be buying wind turbines from overseas, even though we developed a lot of these technologies here in the first place, but we've just failed to commercialise them.
So we'll miss the boat.
Yeah.
So what's Greenpeace's plan of action now to do with the carbon emissions in Australia?
Well, look, to be honest, this decision from Kevin Rudd has been, it's been a major disappointment. Like, a lot of people were expecting more. And so what we've got now is both the Coalition and the ALP utterly incapable of standing up to the big polluters and taking real action on climate change. So I think we need to start working outside of that mainstream political process. And, you know, like we saw with, you know, the labour movement and the women's movement, you know, the reason we've got the weekend, the reason women have to vote, is not because people asked politely of their politicians. It's because people refused to say no, refused to take no for an answer, and they stood up, went out on the streets, and they forced their politicians to act. And that's what we need to do with climate change. So we want to really see an upswell of people getting out, hassling their MP, going down to their offices, getting out on the streets, and really raising their voices.
And would there be lots of different ways if you contact your, I guess, the Greenpeace office in your state? They'll be able to let you know the easiest way to, or different ways you can do that?
Yeah, look, if people just log on to greenpeace.org.au, there's a different range of ways people can get active. And one of the big things that's coming up in early January is a summit at Parliament House. We're going to hopefully of people down there. So if you go to climatesummit.org.au, there's it's a really great thing to get involved with, so we can really put climate change on top of the political agenda for next year.
John, thank you very much for chatting to us today, and hopefully Kevin Rudd wakes up and gets this number from 5% way up near 40%. That would be...
Yeah, absolutely. We need it.
We definitely do. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's John Hepburn from Greenpeace's Climate and Energy Campaign, talking about Kevin Rudd's announcement of just a 5% carbon emissions reduction target.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.